Ray. People will come, Ray.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. And sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines. Where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good. And it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball is on the air. GRHSI Radio is proud to bring you another season of live Longhorns baseball, home and away, in the always competitive 26A District. Longhorns baseball on GRHSI Radio is brought to you by the generosity of the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the support of the LCISD Athletic Department, the George Ranch High School Athletic Department, and the GR Campus Administration. Greg Kubsa enters his 15th year as the head coach of the Longhorns with a squad featuring 9 returning starters and a cast of veterans and newcomers looking to win the district crown and bring the UIL 6A championship trophy back to the ranch. GRHSI Radio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station located at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Now, let's head out to the diamond and join Jason Ford, Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, Jack Green, TJ Downey, and the rest of the GRHSI radio crew for today's George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball Game.
Welcome in, everybody. Jason Ford with you on GRHSI Radio as we bring you live Longhorn varsity baseball as your homestanding Longhorns take on the Travis Tigers, who make a road trip from just up the Graham Parkway. And the Horns will take on the Tigers in their third district game. Longhorns 1-1 so far in district play, losing a heartbreaker to Clements and then coming back and rebounding nicely the other night with a 10-0 decisive victory over the Austin Bulldogs. If you're not able to come out to the park, we're glad you're able to join us here on GRHSI Radio as I will bring you all the action along with my crack producer and statistician and the captain, Tom Tarando. The teams have finished their warm-ups. The umpires are taking the field. So we're going to jump right in to an interview that Tom had with Coach Kubsa on the field before the game. Let you listen to that. After that, we'll have a commercial. I'll come back from that with the starting lineups. So here is the interview that Tom Tarando had with Coach Kubsa before this one.
All right, we're with Greg Kubsa before the opening pitch with the Travis Tigers. We're actually 25 hours ahead of our schedule. The game was scheduled for tomorrow night. We're trying to beat the rain.
Yeah, lucky enough, we're going to get it in. You know, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but, you know, that would stack up next week if we had to make up, you know, two more games that we don't get in this week. Saturday looks, you know, iffy too, so that would have put us in a, you know, four-game district schedule for next week. So getting this one in tonight will help.
Talk a little bit about your club. You're 1-1. You lost to Clements. You beat Austin 11-0. You're facing Travis here tonight. Talk about your club in district play.
Well, I mean, the Clements game was something that, you know, as a coach, you go through the years with experience and seeing stuff. I've never experienced that many questionable or reversals on calls by umpires. You know, I'm not going to say be derogatory toward the umps or anything like that. It's just that, you know, they didn't go our way. And so we'd left too many people on. We didn't do some, you know, we had some poor base running, and there were some things we didn't do right, you know. But we cleaned it up against Austin, bounced back, looked, you know, really good. So hopefully tonight we can carry that momentum into the Travis game.
How about the district as a whole?
You know, there was some shakeups on Tuesday. And so, you know, we're going to take them one at a time. I'm really not – I take a look at the standings, but, you know, I worry about these guys more than I worry about anybody else. As we get toward the end a little more, you know, you start to kind of line up things. But right now, you know, my concentration is on, you know, my guys.
Carson Morton on the mound tonight. What are you expecting out of him?
We got to throw strikes. You know, he's been pretty consistent, you know, the outings he's had so far. And, you know, if he continues to pound the strike zone like he has, I think we can, you know, help him defensively. We got a pretty good breeze blowing out here tonight, so we have to keep the ball down and focus on getting some ground balls. So, you know, if he comes out and throws this game, we ought to be okay.
And how about the guys in the other dugout in red and gray, the Tigers?
They're a good team. You know, Coach Graham's a good coach. You know, it's going to be a battle. You know, all these kids know each other, and so it's always a dogfight. So. I don't expect anything less than that. So we're just going to have to play, you know, like we can, and hopefully everything comes out all right.
Always appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Welcome back in, everyone. Is there, you had just listened to the on-air, on-field interview that Tom Tarando had with Coach Cubs before this one. They are having the plate meeting with the head coaches and the umpires. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll get you the starting lineups. And we will be just about ready for first pitch here as we roll along with the pregame show here on GRHS iRadio.
Ray, people will come, Ray.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers and sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines of this set.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Sawgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Welcome back in, everyone. GRHS iRadio, Jason Ford with you from Longhorn Field, as we are happy to bring you the district matchup between your George Ranch Longhorns and the Fort Bend Travis Tigers. I'll run through the starting lineups first for the visiting Travis Tigers. The leadoff hitter will be the pitcher, Jaden Blaylock. Number two hitter is going to be the shortstop, Brandon Ray. Rhett Kadelka is handling the catching duties, and he'll bat third. Chris Gonzalez, the third baseman, is in the four spot. Number five hitter is Randy Elizondo. He is the DH. Sam Claywitter is the first baseman. He'll bat sixth. Jackson Gay is the left fielder, and he's in the seventh spot. Davis Kinney, playing center field, will bat eighth. And Devin Cummings will play right field, and he is in the ninth spot. So it's Blaylock, Ray, Kadelka, Gonzalez, Elizondo, Claywitter, and Gay, Kinney, and Cummings for the Travis Tigers. Opposite them for the Longhorns will be a fairly familiar starting lineup for Coach Kubza. Ryan Barton, the center fielder, will lead things off. Chase Adams, the DH in the two spot. Trent Richards, third baseman, will bat third. The cleanup hitter is Blake Behealer, the first baseman. Lane Walton, the shortstop, is in the five hole. Brady Duque batting sixth and playing second base. Trey Akins is in left field. He'll bat seventh. Cody Ford is in right field. He is batting eighth and batting ninth, and handling the catching duties is Brandon Mays. The starting pitcher for the visiting Travis Tigers will be Jaden Blaylock. And for the Longhorns, it will be sophomore Carson Morton taking the mound. As we roll through the starting lineups here at the field, if you were here for the on-air interview with Coach Kubza, you know, a couple things he talked about. This game, folks, was originally going to be played tomorrow night. They bumped it up to tonight because the forecast tomorrow night looks pretty terrible as far as rain coming in. So to get the game in, I do give the district and UIL and the two teams a lot of credit for having the foresight to move this game up to this evening. I do think we'll get the game in. It's a little overcast, but we don't expect rain tonight. I don't think we could have said the same thing for tomorrow night. So another couple things he talked about in the interview, and these are always going to kind of be keys to victory, is Carson Morton has been throwing a lot of strikes. You certainly want that to continue tonight. You have got to throw strikes and make them put the ball in play. And they've got to take advantage of their opportunities, not leave runners on base. And they need to take advantage of everything that the Travis Tigers give them. He talked about the tough loss to Clements. And, yeah, there was a lot of questionable calls and umpiring in that one. But he also took ownership of the fact that the Longhorns had some of their chances and could not cash in. We are about ready for the national anthem, so I'll step aside for a moment while we listen to the anthem. There you have our national anthem. As we are just about ready for baseball, folks, we're going to take a really quick break, pay a couple of bills, and then when we come back, we will have the top of the first inning from Longhorn Field as the Longhorns take on the Travis Tigers here on GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Welcome back in, everyone. GRHS iRadio, Jason Ford with you from Longhorn Field on the campus of George Ranch High School here in Richmond, Texas, as Carson Morton is finishing his warm-up tosses for your homestanding Longhorns. We are just about ready for baseball. Again, he will face Jaden Blaylock, Brandon Ray, and Rhett Kadelko, 1-2-3 for the Travis Tigers. The first inning, always so important. You know, when you go out there, especially as the home club, like nothing more than to see Carson Morton throw a lot of strikes and have an easy, perhaps 1-2-3 type of inning, and then get your hitters in there to hit and jump on them early and often. So, in particular, the leadoff hitter, always such a crucial thing, right? There's such a big difference between a runner on first or second and nobody out versus one out and nobody on. So Jaden Blaylock, the pitcher, starting pitcher for the Tigers tonight, also handling the leadoff duties. That's one unique aspect of high school baseball. You get to higher levels, you will rarely see a pitcher in a leadoff spot. I guess in MLB you may see a pitcher in a three-hole, but probably only if his last name is Otani. So we are ready for baseball to set the defense for you for the horns around the horn in the outfield. It's Trey Akins in left. It is Ryan Barton in center, and Cody Ford in right around the horn in the infield. Richards at third, Walton at short, Duque at second, Blake Behler at first. Brandon Mays is behind the plate. And again, the very talented sophomore, Carson Morton, on the hill for the Longhorns. Jaden Blaylock steps in from the right-hand batter's box. And it looks like we will have first pitch right at about 6:02 p.m. That's down and away just a little bit for a ball, and it's 1-0. Morton with the windup and the pitch. That's outside and low again, ball two. Turned and looked at the mound after he landed. He's going to do a little groundskeeping out there. So quickly a 2-0 count on the pitcher slash leadoff hitter, Jaden Blaylock. 2-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. Two balls and one strike. And Jaden Blaylock would be followed by the shortstop, Brandon Ray. Outfield fairly deep and straight away. As we mentioned earlier, the wind is blowing out hard to left field. 2-1 pitch is outside, and it's 3-1. So a little trouble early for Carson Morton getting in that strike zone, as he's got a 3-1 count to the leadoff hitter, Jaden Blaylock. The windup and the pitch. That's right down Broadway, fouled at the plate. And it's a full count. So, three balls, two strikes to Jaden Blaylock, leading it off here in the top of the first for the Travis Tigers. Morton stares in the windup and the pitch. Swung on and belted between the hole at short and third, and that will get through for a base hit. So he is on board with a single, and that will bring up Brandon Ray, the shortstop. We'll see how the Tigers elect to play this one. You can do it a couple different ways. You can let this two-hitter swing away, or you can elect to play a little small ball and perhaps bunt this runner over to second. We'll see what they elect to do. And it looks like Blaylock will run for himself, even though he is the pitcher. They are not going to courtesy run for him. Ray steps in. Pick throw over to first, nothing doing. He's able to scramble back. Morton now pitching from the stretch with Blaylock at first. Brandon Ray, the shortstop, right-hand hitter, steps in, toes the line, crowding the plate just a little bit. Morton looks in at his catcher, Brandon Mays. Now he's got the sign. Stretch and the pitch. They do bunt, but it's bunted foul back to the screen, and it'll be no balls and one strike. We'll see now if Travis elects to keep the bunt on or perhaps take it off. Trent Richards in on the grass at third, certainly looking for a bunt. Ray steps back in. Morton has his sign. He'll come to the stretch, check his runner. Pitch grounded to third, gloved by Trent Richards over to second, gets the lead runner, return throw, not in time to get the hitter, but a nice play by Trent Richards. He kind of one-hopped that one, but it was a long hop and fairly easy for Duquesne to field. So Longhorns do get an out. Brandon Ray is at first after the fielder's choice. And that'll bring up the catcher, Rhett Kadelka. Left-hand hitter steps into the box. And let's see if that bunt attempt that went foul ends up being a big play, because they do not have a runner in scoring position now with one out, runner just at first base. And I think you also gave up a little speed trading Blaylock for Ray. So that was probably a good exchange for the Horns. First pitch is fouled off by Rhett Kadelka, so it's 0-1. Morton comes set, checks his runner. He'll throw over there. A little bit closer, but Brandon Ray is able to dive back in safely. Kadelka would be followed by the cleanup hitter, Chris Gonzalez, the third baseman. Morton has his sign, the stretch and the pitch. High chopper to third, going to be a tough play, and he will not make it. That had so much air under it that by the time Trent Richards was able to get the ball, he hesitated just a second, thinking that he might want to go to second base. He thought better of it, but by the time he threw it to first, he was unable to get the out. I think you probably have to rule that a infield single. I don't know that even if he'd have thrown it to first right away, he would have had him. Kind of a judgment call. Regardless, though, what the Tigers have is runners at first and second with just one out. And all of a sudden, Carson Morton has a little bit of a jam to work himself out of. Chris Gonzalez, the cleanup hitter, steps in. Right-hand batter's box. Morton with the pitch. Breaking ball down and away. Nice job by Brandon Mays to smother that one. Keep the runners from advancing, and that's one ball and no strikes. Just joining us, we're in the top of the first. We are scoreless, but the Tigers are threatening a bit as they have a runner at second and first with one out. That pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. And it's one ball and one strike to Chris Gonzalez. Morton looks in. He has got the sign. Comes set, and the pitch grounded to short. Let's see. Nice play by Lane Walton as his momentum was carrying him towards third base. Trent Richards alertly went over and covered the bag, and they will get the lead runner. Nicely done there for the second out of the inning. And fielder's choice and high choppers that may be a hit, may be a fielder's choice, or seem to be the order of the inning. So it'll be up to Randy Elizondo if the Tigers are going to cash in here, as they've had some traffic on the bases, but nothing to show for it yet. As they've got runners again at first and second, now with two away. And the DH, number 9, Randy Elizondo, will step in.
Second base, number 5, Jacob Bowser.
Jacob Bowser, the pinch runner out there at second base for the catcher, Rhett Kadelka, courtesy runner running for the catcher of record. Morton with the stretch and the pitch, swung on and missed. Good breaking ball there. Just dropped off the table and dove down and away. And Elizondo couldn't catch up with it. No balls, one strike. Morton looks in. He's got his sign. He comes set. And the 0-1 pitch. Good breaking ball. Started at his hands and then broke over the heart of the plate. No balls, two strikes. So now a lot of things you can do here if you're Carson Morton. Certainly 0-2, you'd like to make a pitcher's pitch, not get too much of the plate here. Maybe see if you can get Randy Elizondo to chase something. Swung on and foul tipped into the mitt, and that will do it for the Travis Tigers as they do get, I'm going to call it two hits, but no runs. We will head to the bottom of the first, and your score, the Tigers 0, and the Longhorns coming up to bat.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so, we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Welcome back in, everyone, to Longhorn Field. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio. As we head to the bottom of the first inning, we are scoreless. Travis Tigers got some traffic on the bases in the top of the first, but they were unable to push any runs across the plate. And the Longhorns will send up Ryan Barton, Chase Adams, and Trent Richards, 1-2-3 in the order, against the right-hand pitcher Jaden Blaylock, starter for the Tigers. Again, the wind blowing out pretty hard to left field. It was a little harder early, right before the game started. The flags seemed to be calming down just a little bit, but certainly a game where, as Coach Cubza mentioned in the pregame interview, you're going to want your pitchers to keep the ball down. You miss upstairs, you miss up in the zone in a game like this, especially to a right-hand hitter with some power, and that ball could go a long way. 14 miles an hour is the wind currently, courtesy of the captain, Tom Tirando, weatherman on top of everything else, as that's a decent breeze blowing out to left, and I'm guessing it's gusting even a little higher than that. So we'll see if it comes into play at any point. There's certainly, I know, a couple of hitters in the Longhorn lineup that have got power from the right-hand side in particular, and certainly a couple of Travis Tigers as well. So Jaden Blaylock on the bump for the Tigers, and he will face the center fielder, the very talented junior Ryan Barton for the Horns. Barton been hot here at the beginning of the season, swinging the bat well. He's done a good job getting on base via the base hit, also drawing a fair amount of walks. Let's see if he can set the table for the hitters behind him. First pitch. Squares the bunt, kind of half-heartedly. Pulls it back, and that's well outside, ball one. Blaylock peers in. The 1-0 pitch, that's outside, but it's called a strike. And you could hear the fans saying, "Come on, Blue." I don't have to add anything to that. One ball, one strike. That was generous. Same spot, so this time Barton takes a defensive swing at it, fouls it back to the screen, and it's one ball and two strikes. Blaylock working pretty quickly. He gets that ball, he gets his sign, and he's ready to go. When you step into the box, you better be ready to swing the bat. The 1-2 pitch to the leadoff hitter, Ryan Barton. That's down and away, and thankfully not called a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Chase Adams is on deck, the designated hitter for the Horns. Two balls, two strikes. Bottom of the first inning, if you're just joining us, we are scoreless. Little chopper, high chopper. That's going to be an impossible play. And he beats it out. Once that took a second big hop, and the pitcher had to go over by the third baseline and field it, you knew there was really no chance of him getting Ryan Barton, who does have quite a bit of speed. So that's kind of a swinging bunt of an infield single, but it'll look like a line drive in the box score. Ryan Barton on first base, and that'll bring up Chase Adams. And let's see what Coach Cubzo elects to do here. We saw in the first, top of the first, the Tigers initially put the bunt on, the sacrifice bunt on, with their two hitter and a runner at first. Let's see if he does the same or if he elects to let Chase Adams swing away here. Blaylock checks his runner. The first pitch to Adams, down and away, dribbles away from the catcher, but not far enough to advance Barton. And it's one ball and no strikes. Ryan Barton is at first with an infield single. Nobody out. Just the second hitter of the game for the Horns here in the bottom of the first. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on and belted. Clean single to left field. On about two hops, left fielder gets it in. And the Horns with a little something going. As Barton is at second. Adams is at first. And that'll bring up the red-hot Trent Richards. All Richards has done so far this year is bat close to .500. He has been swinging the bat well. Let's see what Cubs elects to do here. Again, a lot of things you can do first and second and nobody out. I don't really expect a bunt here, though, the way Trent's been swinging the bat lately. The first pitch to him outside, 1-0. The dangerous Blake Behealer is on deck, first baseman and cleanup hitter for the Horns. Barton is at second. He singled. Chase Adams is at first. He singled. And the 1-0 pitch to Trent Richards. Upstairs, ball two. And Jaden Blaylock in danger of getting himself into a jam early here. 2-0 pitch, you can bet that Trent Richards will be looking for something here that he can drive. You know that Blaylock doesn't want to walk him, and he balked. He was already on the rubber, and I think he brought his hands together, and then he pulled them apart. And if you're going to do that, you're going to have to go into your pitching motion and complete it. Or he might have gone to his mouth. It looked like the base umpire made a motion of his hand to his mouth, and you cannot go to your mouth when you are on the rubber, folks. So two balls, no strikes. Now your runners are at second and third. Good opportunity here for Trent Richards. The 2-0 pitch. That's down low. Ball three. 3-0. He will look over to Coach Greg Cubza to see if he gets a green light or a take sign. Runners on second and third. Nobody out. The 3-0 pitch to Trent Richards on the outside corner. Strike one. Looked like he was taking all the way on that one. Either way, that's not a pitch you're going to swing at 3-0, as it might have just caught the black on the outside corner. Still a hitter's count, 3-1 pitch to Trent Richards. Swung on and hit into left center. That's another base hit past the diving shortstop. Trent around first. He will make it into second easily, as that is a stand-up double. Two RBIs for Trent Richards. And the Horns are on the board, and they lead this one early, 2-0. Nice piece of hitting there by Trent Richards, and he just worked himself into a hitter's count. And when you get a 3-1 pitch, and you know that that pitcher is likely going to have to throw a fastball over the plate, he was sitting on it. Hit it. Looked like the shortstop might have had a play on it, but it got past him. Certainly a hard enough hit ball that you're not going to rule that an error. But maybe a play that could have been made. Either way, Trent Richards stands at second base, and we are at 2-0, the Longhorns with the lead early here in the bottom of the first. And still nobody out. And that'll bring up Blake Behealer. So, folks, they tried the hidden ball trick. The shortstop still had the baseball, had not given it back to the pitcher. Trent Richards did not fall for it. And Behealer steps up with a runner on second base. Nobody out. Longhorns already lead this one 2-0. First pitch to Blake. Would have hit him if he hadn't ducked. And that's one ball and no strikes. Behealer would be followed by Lane Walton and Brady Duque. One ball, no strikes, nobody out. Trent Richards at second base. The 1-0 pitch from Jaden Blaylock to Blake Behealer. That's down and away. Ball two. And the body language on Jaden Blaylock is frustration right now. He's adjusting his cap about four times between each pitch. He's stalking the mound, kind of taking a little walk. You can sense a little bit of frustration. Let's see if the hitters for the Horns can take advantage. The 2-0 pitch, way outside, ball three. And he's not having a lot of fun out there right now, folks. Three balls, no strikes. I got to believe that Blake Behealer probably has a green light here if he absolutely loves it. Three balls, no strikes. Runner on second base. The stretch and the pitch. Down and away. I've said down and away several times, and that's going to bring the coach for the Travis Tigers out of the dugout for an early visit with his right-hand pitcher. As he comes out to the Death March, the Imperial Death March, apropos music. So Behealer is on first. He walked. Trent Richards at second. He doubled. Barton and Adams have already crossed the plate. It is 2-0 Longhorns. Still nobody out in the bottom of the first as Darth Vader has a chat with his stormtroopers out there. And he will make the slow walk back to the dugout. We're going to time him with a sundial, folks. He's made it to the baseline. Made it almost to the on-deck circle. And he made it back to the dugout. Lane Walton up. Left-hand hitter, shortstop for the Horns. He's got runners at first and second. First pitch to him. On the inside corner. Taken for a strike. Walton didn't love the call, but when you're kind of up on the plate like he is, something right under your hands is generally going to be on the corner. No balls and one strike. Blaylock checks his runners. Comes set and delivers. Swung on and missed. Big swing, came up empty. And it is quickly 0-2 on Lane Walton. No balls, two strikes. Lane in defensive mode now. The 0-2 pitch. That's down and away. Gets away from the catcher. Runner trying to take third, and he is in there. I think a good throw would have had him, but the throw was on the foul part of the baseline, and the third baseman had to spin around with the attempted tag. So runners now at second and third. It's a 1-2 count on Lane Walton. The 1-2 pitch to Lane Walton. Swung on, another high chopper taken by the pitcher. He'll check the runner, get the out at first. So no runner is able to advance on that one as Walton is out 1-3. Just the first out of the inning, and that'll bring up the second baseman, Brady Duque, red hot at the plate. You're going to hear me say that a lot tonight about the Longhorns hitters. It's up and down the lineup, they have a lot of guys who have been swinging the bat very well early in the season. So runners at second and third, good RBI opportunity for Duque. First pitch to him, down and in. Ball one. The 1-0 pitch, up and in, little chin music for Duque. He spins away from that one, and it's two balls and no strikes. So runners at second and third, Longhorns have two runs across. You know they would like to play add-on and add a few more as we are very early in this one. The 2-0 pitch to Brady Duque. swung on and belted to left center field. That is in there for a hit and likely extra bases. He rounds first. He's into second easily with a stand-up double. Second double of the inning. And Duque plates two more runs. So on a pair of two-run doubles, the RBI, the Longhorns with four RBIs lead this one 4-0. And that'll bring up Trey Akins, the left fielder. Longhorns not done yet, just one out in the inning. Akins, one of the guys I mentioned earlier that is going to look up at those flags blowing out to left and take note of that. A lot of power from the right-hand side. Duque at second base, he doubled. There's one out in the inning. Jaden Blaylock comes set. And the pitch, good breaking ball. Looked like it came across the plate, not called a strike. A little up, one ball and no strikes. Blaylock comes set, he'll check the runner at second. And the 1-0 pitch. That's, I guess, on the outside corner. Well, the count's 1-1, and I think the count should be 1-1. I'll just leave it at that. So, one ball, one strike, one out. Brady Duque in scoring position at second base. Trey Akins at the plate. And the 1-1 pitch to him. That's a good breaking ball. Front door breaking ball on the inside corner, taken for strike two. As Akins seeing a pretty steady diet of breaking stuff here. He did have a fastball just off the outside corner. The 1-2 pitch from Blaylock. Swung on and tapped back to Blaylock. He will take the out at first. Duque advances to third on the play. So that is a 1-3 put out. The second out of the inning, that'll bring up the right fielder, Cody Ford.
Now batting number 27, right fielder, Cody Ford.
So Ford up. Duque is at third. A lot of ways he can score. Certainly a base hit would do it. A wild pitch or pass ball would do it. We've already had a balk in this inning. A balk would do it. A lot of ways you can get that run home. The first pitch to Cody. Swung on and hit pretty hard to center field, but he will range back and make the play. As that is a flyout and the third out of the inning, but the Longhorns strike first. They send eight batters to the plate and come out with a 4-0 lead as we head to the top of the second inning.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Welcome back in, everyone. Sam Claywitter will lead it off for the Travis Tigers in the top of the second. If you just joined us in the first inning, the Tigers got nothing in the top of the first. Longhorns with four runs in the bottom of the first. First pitch swinging, ground ball out to Lane Walton at short, and he airmails Blake Behler on the throw. And that is going to be an E6, and Claywitter will be on first base. That one right out of Lane Walton's hands, you could tell, was destined for the right field side fence as it just got away from him.
Now batting, number 17, left fielder, Jackson Gay.
So let's hope that error on the leadoff man doesn't come back to haunt the horns. Jackson Gay, the left fielder, will step in, left-hand hitter. Claywitter over there at first base, reached on an error. First pitch a little bit down, and that's one ball and no strikes. Jackson Gay will be followed by Davis Kinney and Devin Cummings. Longhorns looking to perhaps turn two here. That one's a little inside, ball two. Carson Morton's got to find this strike zone as he is facing the seven-hitter Jackson Gay with Sam Claywitter on first base. The stretch and the 2-0 pitch, that's on the outside corner. Tried to check his swing. I don't think he checked his swing anyway. Probably would have been a strike either way, but I think it was a called strike. Two balls and one strike. Morton, happy with the sign from Brandon Mays, comes set and pickoff over at first. That was close. That was really close, folks. You could tell by the reaction in the crowd, and you could tell by Blake Behealer's reaction. First baseman tend to know, and he wanted that one. Two balls, one strike. Swung on and hit to deep short. Lane Walton puts that one away. A little duck snort out there. And that's one out. And that'll bring up the center fielder, Davis Kinney. Runner still at first base. That is Claywitter. He reached on an error to begin the inning. Jackson Gay with a little pop out to short. So one on and one out. And the number eight hitter, Davis Kinney, the center fielder, steps in. First pitch to him, down and gets away from Brandon Mays. And that will advance the runner. It looked like Mays tried to kind of pick that one instead of dropping and smothering it. Might have been better served to just fall down in front of it. But it gets to the screen, and that will advance the runner into scoring position. So now runner on second base for Davis Kinney. And a one ball, no strike count to him. Morton comes set, the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled at the plate. And that'll even the count, one ball, one strike. Kinney, the eight hitter. He's got a runner in scoring position, Claywitter. Morton peers in at Brandon Mays. He's got his sign now. He'll check his runner. And the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball is short. Lane Walton comes up throwing. This time the throw is on target. And he gets Kinney by a step. 6-3. Runner does advance to third base, Claywitter. So the Tigers have a runner just 90 feet away, but two outs now. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Devin Cummings. Cummings, right fielder and a pitcher, does a lot of pitching for this Tigers squad. First pitch to him, down and away, ball one. So the Tigers trying to push a run across and cut into this four-run Longhorn lead. They lead this one 4-0 as we sit here in the top of the second inning. The 1-0 pitch to the nine-hitter, Devin Cummings. That's outside, ball two. Morton just not quite in that strike zone the way we've seen him the first few outings this season. Let's see if he can find that command. He's thrown enough strikes to get outs, but not the amount that he's accustomed to throwing. The 2-0 delivery to Devin Cummings. That's on the corner. Strike. Two balls and one strike. That one gets away from Brandon Mays, but not far enough for the run to score. So three balls and one strike. And you don't want to walk the nine hitter and turn the lineup over and have to face the leadoff hitter, Blaylock. But that's what Carson Morton is staring at here. He's got a 3-1 count. The pitch fouled straight back to the screen. Had a pitch to hit, but all he could do was foul it back. So 3-2 now. Count runs full to Devin Cummings. Morton would love to get out of this inning and wiggle off the hook here. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. Devin Cummings at the plate. Carson Morton on the mound for the Horns. The payoff pitch. That's outside, ball four, not close. So that will put runners at the corners for the leadoff hitter, Jaden Blaylock. He had an infield single in the first inning. And let's see what mind games are played here with runners at first and third. Let's see what the Tigers elect to do on the base path, and let's see what the Longhorns elect to do defensively to counter that. Blaylock at the plate, also the starting pitcher for the Tigers. Throw to first, runner is back. So to reset it for you, Horns lead this one 4-0. We're in the top of the second. The Tigers are threatening as they have runners at the corners with two outs. And the leadoff hitter, Jaden Blaylock, at the plate. First pitch to him, good breaking ball. Taken for strike one. That one started inside and then dove down and away right over the plate. No balls, one strike. Runners at the corners, two outs. Tigers looking to cut into this Longhorn lead. There's the fake to third, fake to first. Nothing going on. Blaylock steps back in. He is towing the front of that batter's box all over the plate. Another throw over to first. Runner is back. This is one of those situations where you want to pay attention to the runners, but you want to make sure that you're focused on the hitter. That's the one that really matters. Two outs in the inning. If you can retire this hitter, you can get out of here unscathed. The 0-1 pitch. Good pitch on the outside corner. Strike two. So now Carson Morton in control here with an 0-2 count. Let's see if Brandon Mays doesn't set up about 4 inches off the plate outside. As you don't want to catch too much of the plate with this 0-2 pitch. There he goes. And there's the pitch. And he hit the spot. A little up. Blaylock didn't offer at it, and it's 1-2. Nothing so far on the base paths as they seem content to be first and third and let Jaden Blaylock swing the bat here. One ball, two strikes. Morton trying to get out of the inning for the Horns. Another throw to first. Runner dives back in. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Top of the second, two runners on. Tigers trailing the Longhorns 4-0. The 1-2 pitch. Struck him out on the outside corner with a breaking ball, and that will do it. So Carson Morton wiggles off the hook. The Tigers are unable to push a run across, and we will head to the bottom of the second. Your score remains 4-0, Longhorns.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio. We are headed to the bottom of the second inning. Longhorns leading the Travis Tigers 4-0. And, folks, a nice job by Carson Morton, the very talented sophomore pitcher for the Horns, as he was able to get off the hook in that last inning. You look for mental toughness in a pitcher, and when he had runners at first and third and they were threatening, he made three of the best pitches he's thrown tonight against the leadoff hitter Jaden Blaylock to get himself out of that inning with a strikeout. And the leadoff error does not come back to haunt the Horns. And they are looking to play add-on here in the bottom of the second. Brandon Mays, the catcher, will lead it off for the Horns. They sent eight men to the plate in the bottom of the first, and were able to score four runs. They would love to get a lot more traffic on the bases in this inning as well. First pitch to Mays, swung on and belted to left field. We'll see. That's going to be a long run, and he chases it down as he caught that one. The left fielder, Jackson Gay, caught that one with his back to the field as Brandon Mays made a bid for extra bases, but it is just a long flyout. He got it up in that jet stream, that wind blowing out, and I thought it was going to go over Jackson Gay's head. But it is the first out of the inning, and that'll bring up the top of the order, Ryan Barton, the center fielder. Barton with an infield single, kind of a swinging bunt. His first time up. This time, a ground ball through the hole between shortstop and third. And he is on board for the second time. Another single, and up steps Chase Adams. He had a single of his own the first time up. Designated hitter Chase Adams, big, strong right-hand hitter, checks his signs from Coach Kubza over in the third base box. Now he will step into the box. Third baseman back pretty far at third, certainly not expecting a bunt. Big swing, came up empty on a pitch on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. So Barton is at first. He singled. There is one out in the inning. Chase Adams up in the 0-1 pitch to him. On the outside corner, 0-2. So Blaylock definitely throwing more strikes in this inning than he did in the first, as he seems to have locked into that zone. Now he has Chase Adams in an 0-2 hole. Let's see what he elects to do with him here. Let's see if there might be some movement over there with Ryan Barton at first base. Chase Adams calls timeout. Now he'll step back in the box. The 0-2 pitch. Is lifted to right field. Playable and put away by Devin Cummings, the right fielder. So that will be the second not out of the inning. And it'll bring up Trent Richards. Richards got the scoring going for the Longhorns in the first with a two-run double to left center. Let's see what he can do with Barton at first base and two outs. Might be an opportunity for Kubza to let Barton loose here and see if he can swipe second. First pitch to Trent. Bounces away just a little bit. And Barton, with a great read, takes off and gets second base on the wild pitch. That's good base running there, folks, as he had his secondary lead. The instant he saw that ball trickle away from the catcher, he took off, no hesitation. So now works himself into scoring position. for Trent Richards. Runner at second, two outs in the inning. Longhorns leading this one 4-0, looking to add on some more. The 1-0 pitch up and away, ball two. If Trent could get on board and keep the line moving, Blake Behealer would be next. Richards takes his warm-up cuts. The 2-0 pitch from Blaylock. Down and away, ball three. So just as I complimented Jaden Blaylock on his mastering the strike zone in this inning, he has thrown three straight balls to Trent Richards. You're welcome, folks. 3-0, let's see if Trent Richards gets a green light. The way he's been swinging the bat, and in a 4-0 game, he may have it. Blake Behealer again waiting on deck. The big right-hand first baseman for the Horns. The 3-0 pitch from Jaden Blaylock. That's right down Broadway, and he did take it for a strike, so looked like he was taking on that one. 3-1. This is similar to his last at-bat where he worked 3-0 and then a 3-1 count, and then he doubled. Let's see what he can do with this 3-1 pitch. Again, you know he'll be sitting on something that he can drive. The 3-1 pitch, that's down in the dirt, and that's ball four. Well, that will bring up Blake Behealer with a couple of men on base. RBI opportunity. And Behealer certainly one that if he could lift something up into that jet stream out to left, could certainly put a ball out of here. But I think at this point he would just take a base hit to the outfield, something in a gap somewhere. Just looking to plate one or both of these runs.
Go, Blake.
The first pitch to Behealer. Swung on and hit down the third base line. That is trouble. That is going to score one run. And Behealer is in there with a double. Runners now at second and third. And 5-0 is the score as Barton scores on the double by Behealer. So that is the third double for the Longhorns as Richards, Duque, and Behealer all joining the double parade. And Lane Walton now up in a spot where he can do some damage. Still have runners at second and third, two men in scoring position. It's already 5-0 Longhorns over the Travis Tigers. That's a pretty good pitch on the outside corner. Right on the black, taken for a strike. The 0-1 pitch. That's up and away, ball one. That'll even the count. So Walton at the plate. He's got Trent Richards at third and Blake Behealer at second. Longhorns lead this one 5-0. And they are trying to extend that lead. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and a sky-high pop fly to left field. Center fielder were actually Ranger. He almost misplayed that one as he overran it a bit, had to kind of reach behind his head, but he does put it away. That will do it for the Horns. They put another run on the board, and as we head to the third inning, they lead the Travis Tigers 5-0.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors, Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Welcome back in, everyone. Jason Ford with you here on GRHS iRadio. We head to the third inning. Longhorns leading this one 5-0 over the Travis Tigers. Tigers will send up Brandon Ray, Rhett Kadelka, and Chris Gonzalez, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters here in the third inning. Ray, the shortstop, steps up. He grounded into a fielder's choice in the first inning. Carson Morton out there for his third inning of work for the Horns. First pitch is inside to Ray. One ball, no strikes. Morton's got his sign, the windup, and the pitch. Good breaking ball on the outside corner, taken for strike one. So that'll even the count, one ball, one strike. Morton is ready in the 1-1 delivery. Hit foul, that'll reach the seats down the right side. One ball and two strikes. Ray steps out of the box, takes a few practice cuts. Now he's back in there, towing the line. And the one ball, two strike pitch from sophomore Carson Morton. A little bit up. That one sailed to the backstop. If we were in Durham, he would have hit the bull. Two balls, two strikes. Ray steps in. The 2-2 pitch from Morton. Good pitch on the outside corner. Umpire had to kind of think about that one for a split second. He did decide to ring him up. Longhorn faithful, happy he did. That is the third strikeout for Carson Morton. And that'll bring up the catcher, Rhett Kadelka. Kadelka singled in his first at-bat in the first inning. Nobody on, one out. Kadelka taking a little while to get in that box. Now he's in there. And the first pitch to him from Morton. That's a strike right down Broadway. He took that one. No balls and one strike. Chris Gonzalez, the third baseman cleanup hitter, is on deck. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled down the left side. It'll fall harmlessly to the grass. No balls, two strikes. So Morton way ahead here of Rhett Kadelka. The 0-2 pitch from Morton to Rhett Kadelka. A little bit upstairs, taken for ball one. One ball, two strikes to the Tigers catcher, batting in the three spot. 1-2 pitch, that's outside. That one got away from him a little bit. That'll even the count, two balls, two strikes. Nobody on, one out. We are playing in the top of the third inning. Longhorns leading the Travis Tigers 5-0. That pitch is, I guess, just a little bit up. Looked pretty good. But it will be a full count. So three balls and two strikes. Let's see who wins the battle here between Morton and Kadelka. The payoff pitch swung on and fouled out of play. And we'll do it again. Three balls and two strikes. Morton comes in, has a quick word with his catcher, B. Mays. He was all smiles as he came in, and when you're staked to a 5-0 lead, that'll make you smile a lot as a starting pitcher. The payoff pitch to Kadelka swung on and hit hard and fair down the right field line. That's going to reach the corner. Cody Ford gives chase, picks it up and gets the ball in, and he'll hold him to a double. But a nice piece of hitting there by Rhett Kadelka as he roped that one fair down the right field line. And he has himself in scoring position with one out and the cleanup hitter Chris Gonzalez at the plate. Coach Kubza came out, had a quick chat with the home plate umpire, I think about the fair foul call, but you're certainly not going to be able to argue that one. It's a judgment call. It looked like it went right over the base. I do think it was a fair ball. It was close, but he hit it well, that's for sure. It was by Blake Behealer before he had any notion of getting to it. So runner at second now with one out. Good breaking ball to start Chris Gonzalez, taken for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Kadelka at second. I say Kadelka, it's actually, I believe, a courtesy runner out there for the catcher. That's a breaking ball just off the plate outside. And it's 1-1. To Gonzalez. The 1-1 pitch swung on and grounded to third, and they've got the runner hung up between second and third, and he is tagged out. That's a base running mistake, folks. When you're a runner at second base and the ball is hit in front of you, meaning the shortstop or the third baseman, you've got to stay put, and that's what his coach is telling him. So Gonzalez grounds into a fielder's choice. That erases the lead base runner. And that's a runner at first base only with Elizondo up, the five hitter, the designated hitter. It's little things like that that make a big difference in some ball games. I mean, you just can't make base running errors and do things like that, especially when you're chasing five runs. So I got to believe the Tigers coach not happy with his courtesy runner. And again, as a courtesy runner, you were put in there with one job, and that was to run the bases for your catcher. So when you make a base running mistake, it's a glaring one. Ball one to Elizondo. The 1-0 pitch, good front door breaking ball. Crosses the plate on the inside corner. That'll even the count, 1-1. Elizondo bats with Chris Gonzalez at first base. He grounded into a fielder's choice. There are two outs in the inning. Longhorns looking to escape here with no runs pushed across. The 1-1 pitch down in the dirt, smothered nicely by Brandon Mays. Keeps the runner from advancing.
Reset pitch, you got it.
And it's 2-1. Two balls, 1-2, two outs. Longhorns leading this one 5-0. We're in the top of the third. That one hit him right in the knee. That doesn't feel good. He's got notions of going to first base, but he's going to have to kind of hobble over there as that one got him right on the side of the knee. So that's one of those where somebody inevitably yells out to the pitcher, hey, that's okay, nobody hurt. But that's actually not true because the guy at first base is hurting a little bit. As he walks it off, Coach Kubza takes the opportunity to come out and have a chat with his sophomore right-hander. And it will go something to the effect of, Babe Ruth is dead, throw strikes, kid. And Sam Claywitter, who is a good hitter, but not Babe Ruth, steps up to the plate. Claywitter reached on an error by Lane Walton in the second inning. Ended up getting stranded at third base. He's got an opportunity now with runners at first and second. Gonzalez is at second. He grounded into a fielder's choice. Elizondo is limping around at first. He got hit by a pitch. Two outs in the inning. Carson Morton with the pitch. Good pitch. Outside corner fastball. Taken by Claywitter for a strike. No balls and 1-2. Morton comes set. He's got his sign in the 0-1 delivery. Good pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. So he threw him a fastball in the outside corner and a breaking ball in the outside corner. Both were taken for a strike. 0-2. Morton in control here. He's got Clay Witter in the rocking chair. Let's see what he decides to throw him. Two runners on at first and second. Two outs. The pitch swung on and missed. Great breaking ball. Broke off the plate. And once again, Carson Morton gets himself out of trouble. We will head to the bottom of the third. Longhorns leading this one 5-0.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Texas.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Longhorns leading the Travis Tigers 5-0. And they will send up Brady Duque, Trey Akins, and Cody Ford here in the bottom of the third inning. They've got five, but you know they would like to add on more runs, folks. You can never have too many runs early in a ball game in high school baseball because crazy things can happen. So Brady Duque steps up. He stayed hot as a firecracker, as he's been most of the season, in the first inning as he roped a two RBI double to left center field. This time he's up with nobody on, leading off the inning. Blaylock back out there on the mound for the Tigers. First pitch, and that's hit well to left field. That's going to get over his head and bounce up against the wall. Doesn't quite get it out of here. But that is another double for Brady Duque as his torrid hitting just continues for the Longhorns. And fourth double of the game, second for Duque. And he is setting the table for the hitters behind him as he's out there in scoring position at second base for the left fielder, Trey Akins. Akins grounded out 1-3, pitcher to first base in that first inning.
Your turn, Trey.
So Akins steps in. He's got Duque out there at second. He led off with a double. First pitch from Jaden Blaylock. That's outside, ball one. Akins would be followed by Cody Ford and Brandon Mays, the 8 and 9 hitters for the Horns. Duque at second. Blaylock with the stretch and the pitch to Trey Akins. Time's called. I believe I heard Tom Tarando say that Blaylock has thrown 54 pitches. Oh. 44. Actually, Morton has thrown 54 pitches. So the 1-0 pitch. Got a call on the outside corner, and that'll even the count 1-1. Akins didn't love it. I didn't love it. Doesn't really matter what we love. Matters what the guy behind the plate called. One ball, one strike to the big power-hitting left fielder, Trey Akins. The 1-1 pitch. Now that's off the plate. Don't you dare call that one a strike. He didn't. Two balls, one strike. Brady Duque is at second base. He doubled to lead off the bottom of the third. If you're just joining us, the Longhorns lead this one 5-0 over the Travis Tigers. Jaden Blaylock comes set, and the 2-1 pitch. Good pitch to hit, and Akins missed it. He's a little upset with himself. Fouled that one back to the screen. And he may not see a better pitch than that one. Two balls, two strikes. Blaylock peers in. He's got his sign. He'll check the runner at second. And the 2-2 delivery to Trey Akins. That's off the plate, down and away. And that will bring the count full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Longhorns looking to play add-on. They already lead this one 5-0. Brady Duque is at second base. The payoff pitch to Akins down in the dirt. And that will be a walk. Nice at bat there for Trey Akins as he worked a walk and earned first base. And up steps Cody Ford, who looks like he's wearing his little brother's jersey tonight. This white number 27 is a wee bit tight, folks. He looks like maybe he's in a sausage casing. And let's see if we have a pitching change, as it is a slow walk out to the mound. And that will do it for Jaden Blaylock, I believe. We'll take a short break, and I'll reset it for you when we come back here on GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Welcome back in, everyone. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio. We have a pitching change for the Travis Tigers as Samuel Claywitter, the first baseman, has now moved over to the mound. And he will take over there. And I believe that they moved Blaylock over to shortstop. I'll double-check that, but I think he's taking some warm-up throws over there at short. To reset it for you, it is 5-0 Longhorns. We are in the bottom of the third. Nobody out. And two runners on. Brady Duque is at second. He doubled. Trey Akins is at first. He walked. And Cody Ford is at the plate. Ford is 0-for-1 on the day. He flew out to center field his first time up. He would be followed by Brandon Mays, the nine-hitter, and then the top of the order, Ryan Barton. So RBI opportunity here for Cody Ford as he's got Duque out there at second and then also Akins at first. Flags still indicating that we've got that wind blowing out to left field. Claywitter completes his warm-up tosses and we are ready to resume action here. Ford looks to the third base box to get his sign from Coach Kubza. You know, it wouldn't be a terrible time to spring a bunt on them. Third baseman is way back there. First pitch, low and outside. Breaking ball broke off the plate, and it's 1-0. Ford trying to work himself into a hitter's count. Maybe get something that he can drive. The 1-0 pitch from Claywitter. down and away, and that skips away from the catcher, and that will advance the runners. So two balls and no strikes. Duquesne moves up to third. Akins moves up to second. And a 2-0 count. Cody Ford likely to be sitting on a fastball here. Let's see if he gets one over the plate. He did, and he swung through it. He missed it. Two balls and one strike. Might have pulled the string on them there a little bit. Looked like maybe took a little something off that. Two balls, one strike. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. Clay Witter comes set. And the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes to Cody Ford. Runners on second and third. Just looking for him to maybe put something in play on the ground. The infield is in. Trying to cut down a runner at home. The 2-2 pitch. And that is a pop-up on the infield. That is not going to get it done. Taken by the third baseman. And that is the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Brandon Mays.
Now batting, number 17, the Longhorn catcher, Brandon Mays.
So Brandon Mays up with Duquesne at third and Akins at second. Chance to add to the Longhorn lead as they are up 5-0, threatening to get a few more here. Clay Witter calls time. Brandon Mays flew out to left field his first time up. Made a bid for extra bases as he hit it hard. It was caught going away from the field of play. Looping breaking ball in there on the outside corner for strike one. No balls and one strike to Brandon Mays. No runs, three hits, one error for Travis. Five runs on seven hits, two errors for the Horns. The 0-1 pitch, that's down and away, smothered by the catcher. No runners advance. Infield again is in on the grass. They are trying to cut down a potential run at the plate. One ball, one strike, one out. Clay Witter with the pitch to Mays. Hit his spot, but his spot was a few inches off the plate outside. So two balls and one strike. Brandon Mays going to be looking for a pitch to hit here. As you would imagine, Clay Witter does not want to go 3-1 on the nine hitter. Peers in for a long time. Now he's got his sign. 2-1 pitch. Belted to left field, down the line, and fair. That's going to be at least a single. Mays makes a big turn, and he'll be content with a single. It plates two runs, and that is a big hit for Brandon Mays, and it makes it 7-0 Longhorns. And we will see a courtesy runner for Brandon Mays. That'll be Kyle Jirius, number 8, in the game.
Running at first base, number 8, Kyle Jirius.
Ryan Barton, the leadoff hitter, center fielder, will step up to the plate. He's 2-for-2 on the night. He has a pair of singles, one in the first inning, one in the second inning. Both times he has come around to score. 7-0 Longhorns. We are here in the bottom of the third. They have scored at least one run in every inning so far. First pitch to Barton. Swung on and just dumped out there to right field. Caught by the right fielder. And that's the first time that Barton has been retired. So two outs now.
Now batting, number 11, the Longhorn.
And that'll bring up Chase Adams. Chase Adams 1-for-2 on the night. He's got a single and a fly ball to right field. Kyle Jirius is the courtesy runner at first base. Big looping breaking ball. Broke over the plate, but I think the umpire kind of gave up on that one. To close the book on Blaylock, he went 2 innings, gave up 7 hits, 5 runs. They were all earned. He walked three, did not strike anyone out through 49 pitches. The 1-0 pitch, tried to check. He could not hold up. That'll even the count 1-1 to Chase Adams.
You got it, Chase.
Adams tried to stop himself. He just couldn't. Gave himself a wry smile after that one. One ball, one strike, two outs. Pretty big lead. And there goes Jarius. Good throw. And he is in there. As pretty good throw on a hop, but I think the ball got away from the shortstop, the second baseman, just a bit. Give Jarius a stolen base. He gets himself into scoring position. The pitch was a ball, so it's 2-1 to Chase Adams. Now with an RBI, I believe it's 1-2. That's just off the plate. That will even the count 2-2 to Chase Adams. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second. Twos are wild. Claywitter looks in. He's got his sign. He will come set. The stretch and the 2-2 pitch. That's down and away. Ball three. So it will be a full count to Chase Adams. Kyle Jarius is the runner at second. He's the courtesy runner in for Brandon Mays, who came up with a big two-run single. The payoff pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. And that will do it for the Horns. But they do plate a couple more runs. And as we head to the top of the fourth, they now lead the Travis Tigers by the score of 7-0.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome back in, everyone. Jason Ford with you here on GRHS iRadio as we are through three complete innings, and the Longhorns have a 7-0 lead on the Travis Tigers. Here in the top of the fourth inning, the Tigers will send up Jackson Gay, Davis Kinney, and Devin Cummings. Those are the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in their lineup. Carson Morton out there for his fourth inning of work for the Horns. Their starter, Jaden Blaylock, the Tigers starter, was chased there in the bottom of the third inning. Sam Claywitter came on in relief. So Morton is ready for his first pitch to Jackson Gay on the outside corner, strike one. Gay flew out, popped out to the shortstop Lane Walton his first time up in the second inning. Swings and fouls it off, out of play, left side. 0-2, so Carson Morton has Jackson Gay in an 0-2 hole. Let's see what he elects to do with him. He's got his sign and the 0-2 pitch. Got a lot of the plate, ground ball. That eats up Duque at second base. Took a tough hop, and that is going to have to be an E4. And Jackson Gay is on first base. So that's the third error committed by the Horns defense. So far, they've been able to work themselves out of jams, and they have not come back to haunt them. Let's see if the same thing will apply to this one. So leadoff runner aboard on the error. It will bring up Davis Kinney, the center fielder. Pickoff throw to first in the dirt. Nice job by Blake Behealer there to dig it out. Runner back safely. And they'll check the ball and make sure it's not scuffed up. Morton would prefer that he throw a scuffed ball, but I don't think they're gonna allow that. So Davis Kinney, the number 8 hitter, up at bat, runner on first base. He reached on an error. Kinney, his first time up, grounded out to the shortstop, Walton, in the second. Swung on and missed. Good breaking ball on the outside corner. And it's 0-1. Jackson Gay, the left fielder, is at first base. He reached on the error by Duque. The 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled back to the screen. And for the second hitter in a row, it is an 0-2 count. Let's see what Morton does. I think he'd be the first to tell you on Jackson Gay, he got a little bit too much of the plate when Gay hit that hard ground ball at Duque. Let's see if he can put this one in a little better spot, perhaps get Davis Kinney to chase. That was a good pitch just off the outside corner. All Kinney could do was foul that one off harmlessly. So we'll do it again at 0-2. Runner at first base. Travis Tigers batting here in the top of the fourth. They are trailing your Longhorns 7-0. Good pitch. Off the plate, swung on and missed. Strike three. And that's the first out of the inning. To bring up the 9 hitter, right fielder Devin Cummings. He drew a walk his first time up. Right fielder, Devin Cummings. That is the only walk issued by Morton so far. He also had a hit by pitch. So he's given up 2 free passes, 1 hit by pitch and 1 walk. Cummings up. Jackson Gay is the runner at first. Squares to bunt. Bunts straight back. Might have been bunting for a potential base hit there. Is it kind of an odd play to sacrifice bunt when you're chasing 7 runs? But far be it for me to question the motives of another team. But, yeah, he squared really late on that one too, which looked like he was trying to catch the horns by surprise. The 0-1 pitch just off the plate, a little outside. That'll even the count 1-1. He's lost the element of surprise now, so it's doubtful that he's going to square around a bunt again. I think he'll be swinging away from here on out. Runner at first base, the 1-1 pitch to Cummings. Good breaking ball. It starts kind of right at your hands, right at your front shoulder, and it kind of unnerves those right-hand hitters, and then it breaks right across the plate. It's a very effective pitch for Morton. 1-2 to the Tiger 9 hitter. Swung on and missed. Great pitch. That one broke off the plate, but by the time he realized it, it was too late to stop his swing. So that is the 6th strikeout. Yep, 6th strikeout, courtesy of the captain, Tom Tarando. So Morton has struck out 6 through 3 2/3. And that'll bring up the top of the order, Jaden Blaylock, who is not the pitcher of record anymore. He's still out there playing shortstop now. Throw over to first. Runner is back. Good pitch. That's that front door breaking ball again. Taken again for a strike. Runner going. Pitch taken for a strike. Throw down is a little bit late, and they will swipe a base. but probably more importantly for the Longhorns, it is an 0-2 count. So no balls, two strikes. Let's see if Morton can make his pitch here. A little up and out, taken for a ball, and it's 1-2. Jackson Gay is the runner at second. He reached on an error and ultimately stole second. Carson Morton trying to leave him right there. The 1-2 pitch is outside. That'll even the count 2-2. If Blaylock can find a way to get on base, Brandon Ray, the number two hitter, the shortstop, would be next. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled out of play to the right side. That will reach the other side of the fence. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second base. Tigers looking to try and push a run across. They have been blanked so far. They trail your Longhorns 7-0. Morton comes set. The 2-2 pitch popped straight up, and it looks like Beheeler or Martin would have a Morton would have a play. Beheeler takes it, and that will do it. So once again, Carson Morton does not give up any runs. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Your score remains Longhorns 7-0.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Welcome back in, everyone. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, the Longhorns leading this one 7-0 over the Travis Tigers. They will send Trent Richards, Blake Beheeler, and Lane Walton up to the plate, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters in the Longhorn lineup. They will be facing Sam Claywitter, who came on in relief of Jaden Blaylock. As the Longhorns looking to pile on a couple more runs, I mentioned it a couple times, you can never have too many runs in a high school baseball game. Trent Richards up at the plate. He has doubled and he has walked. He has reached base safely both times. First pitch to him. Taken for a ball. Looked like a pretty good pitch, but called a ball. Trent Richards not upset about that. One ball, no strikes. To the three hitter. Swung on a little tapper to shortstop. Going to be a tough play. And he brings his first baseman off the line. That one could kind of go either way. It was slowly hit. I think you probably have to give him an error. We'll call it an E6. And I think a good throw would have gotten him. And that's why I say you probably have to give him an error. He was playing deep at short. Was Blaylock, and by the time he came in on that one, he didn't have a play. So Beheeler up now with Trent Richards at first. A first pitch swinging, he hits one to deep center field. It's going to get over the center fielder's head and trickle to the wall. And Trent Richards will score easily, and Blake Beheeler will coast into third base with a stand-up triple. And, folks, he didn't mess around. He got a pitch that he could hit on the first pitch of the at-bat, and he didn't hesitate. He smoked it to center field to the deepest part of the park, probably hit it about 375. It trickled to the wall out there right at the 400 sign. So it is 8-0 Longhorns. Behealer at third base, and that'll bring up Lane Walton. First pitch to him. Bottom of the zone, called a strike. It's 0-1. Walton has not joined the hit parade yet. He has grounded out to the pitcher and flew out to center field. He is 0-2 on the night. The 0-1 pitch to him, swung on and hit foul. It'll reach the seats on the left side. So quickly an 0-2 count on Lane Walton. And the red-hot Brady Duque is on deck. Lane, he's gotten himself into a few 0-2 counts this night, and that's why I think he has struggled. This one, though, he smokes to right center. That is going to be at least a single. He's going to take a turn and go for two. Pretty good throw, and they got him. That was a really good one-hop throw from the right fielder and basically led the shortstop, Blaylock, right into the tag. Probably not a terrible play there by Walton to go for two. So you can rule that a single and a caught stealing. So he does get credit for the single. Caught stealing will be the first out of the inning. It is 9-0 as that brought home Behealer. And Brady Duque steps up. All he has done tonight is double twice, one of them a two RBI double. First pitch to him bounces in. That'll get to the screen, and it's one ball, no strikes.
Go, Brady!
So Duque, 2-for-2 with four total bases on the night, looking to continue his hot hitting. Clay Witter with a 1-0 count peers in. He's got his sign, the windup and the pitch. That's down, taken for a ball, 2-0. And when you're seeing the ball as well as Duque is seeing it, you take borderline pitches like that, you get yourself into 2-0 counts, and then good things tend to happen. The 2-0 pitch, that's off the plate, and that's going to be called a strike. That's unfortunate because that was over in the other batter's box. Would have been ball three, but it's 2-1. Clay Witter is ready, the 2-1 delivery. That's down and away, ball three. Three balls and one strike. So, again, 3-1 count, opportunity for Duque to sit on one pitch, one spot. If he doesn't get it, he'll be happy to trot down to first. 3-1 pitch, he got it, and he didn't miss it. He tomahawks that between the hole at short and third for a single, and Brady Duque just continues to mash the baseball. He is 3-for-3 on the night with two doubles and a single. Goodness gracious, folks. He is a tough out right now. Trey Aiken steps up. He is grounded out and walked on the evening. He's got a runner at first. That is Duque. Clay Witter checks the runner. Comes set. The pitch, a little upstairs, taken for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Big power hitting left fielder for the Horns, Trey Aikens, in the box. The 1-0 pitch to him. Well, he had a pitch to hit, and he kind of fisted it out to right field. That might be trouble, and it is going to drop. Duque is going to hustle into second base as he had to go about halfway and make sure that ball wasn't caught. So a little seeing eye bloop single for Trey Aikens. And again, it'll look like a screaming line drive in the box score. And up steps Cody Ford with a couple of runners on. He has popped up to the third baseman and flown out to center field. He takes one up and away for ball one. So Ford up in a spot where he could potentially do some damage. Duquet is at second. Akins is at first. Claywitter looks in. And the 1-0 pitch is popped up again, this time to the second baseman. And infield fly rule called. And Cody Ford is retired on the pop-up. And that'll bring up Brandon Mays. He singled in the third. He flew out to left field in the second, so he's 1-for-2 on the night. That single was a big one, as it was a 2-RBI single, and I believe took the score at the time from 5-0 to 7-0. The first pitch to Mays, taken on the outside corner for a strike. He wanted to pull the trigger on that one, just couldn't bring himself to do it. No balls and one strike. Duquet still out there at second. He singled. Akins at first. He singled behind him. The 0-1 pitch to Mays. In on his hands, almost hit him. One ball and one strike. If Mays can keep the line moving, it would roll to the top of the order and Ryan Barton. One ball, one strike. Runners on first and second. Longhorns already lead this one 9-0. The 1-1 pitch to Brandon Mays. Good breaking ball in the outside corner. He couldn't pull the trigger on that one either, and it's 1-2. So now Brandon Mays has to go into a little bit of defensive mode here. One ball, two strikes. Two men on. Runners at first and second. The 1-2 pitch. That's off the plate. Outside, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning. Longhorns leading the Travis Tigers 9-0. Still trying to play add-on. The 2-2 pitch. That's taken bottom of the zone. That looked a little bit low, but it is taken for strike three, and that will do it for the Horns. We will head to the top of the fifth inning. They are in control of this one right now as they lead the Travis Tigers 9-0.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Alon Realty, Sawgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Welcome back in, everyone. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio. We head to the top of the fifth inning. And up for the Tigers is Brandon Ray, the shortstop, number two hitter in the lineup. Carson Morton back out there for his fifth inning of work for the Horns. He has been good through the first four. He's about to throw pitch number 70, courtesy of my crack statistician, the captain, Tom Tarando. It'll be Ray, Kadelka, and Gonzalez, 2, 3, and 4, due up for the Tigers as they look to try and cut into this big Longhorn lead. Good pitch on the outside corner. Breaking ball. Just got the black of the plate, and it's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch from Morton. Swung on and lifted, foul right side. Behler giving chase. I don't think he's going to quite get there. He would have had to dove head first into the concrete area of the dugout. I don't know that he would have gotten to it even doing that. So 0-2. And Carson Morton this evening has been very effective pitching from ahead and getting into 0-2 counts. And then his bread and butter on that 0-2 count has been a breaking ball that breaks off the plate outside. The Tigers have been waving at it. Let's see what he throws here. Fastball outside. Ray was able to lay off of that one. And it's 1-2. Morton stares in. He's got his sign. The windup and the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded to shortstop. Lane Walton comes up, throws on target to Behler. And that will be a 6-3 first out of the inning. Brings up Rhett Kadelka, the number 3 hitter, the catcher. Kadelka been hot tonight. He is one of the hitters that has done some damage. He's got a single and a double. The Tigers have 3 hits, and he's got 2 of them. First pitch to him, just a little bit outside. Nice job framing that one by Brandon Mays. He did not get the call, though. The 1-0 pitch from Morton to the 3-hitter Kadelka. Swung on and hit to second base. Routine for Duque. Over to first. And there is quickly 2 outs on 2 routine ground balls. And that'll bring up Chris Gonzalez, the cleanup hitter, third baseman.
Third baseman, Chris Gonzalez.
Gonzalez is 0 for 2 on the day. He has twice grounded into fielder's choice outs. The first pitch from the righty Carson Morton. He'll step off for a second. Now he's back on the bump. And the first pitch to Gonzalez. Down and away. Skips away from B. Mays, gets back to the screen, but no runners on, no harm done. 1-0. If Gonzalez could continue the inning, the designated hitter, Randy Elizondo, is on deck. The 1-0 pitch on the inside corner. Good pitch there for strike one. That'll even the count 1-1. So 2 outs, nobody on. Tigers batting here in the top of the fifth. Good pitch on the outside corner. Breaking ball for strike two, and it is 1-2. And as has been the case most of the evening, Carson Morton ahead of the hitter with an 0-2 or 1-2 count. The 1-2 pitch. Oh! That was in a great spot right on the black of the outside corner, but he did not get the call. Half of the Longhorn infield was headed into the dugout. We will do it at 2-2. 2-2, and that's fouled off to the right side, out of play. And we'll do it again. 2-2. Longhorns, if you're just joining us, leading the Travis Tigers 9-0. We are in the top half of the fifth inning. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball, slowly hit, second base. And Duque retires him, and that will do it. So no runs, no hits. They go 1-2-3 in the fifth. We will head to the bottom of the fifth. Longhorns still lead this one 9-0.
We are the NFHS,
That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so, we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back in, everyone. Jason Ford with you on GRHSI Radio. The Travis Tigers have made their second pitching change as Taylor Gay will be the third pitcher of record for the Longhorns. And he will face the top of the Longhorn order, Ryan Barton, Chase Adams, and Trent Richards. First pitch to Barton, good front door breaking ball taken for a strike. And folks, it's 9-0, and if certain things happen, then there are certain rules that may come into play, and we will not speak about any specifics of those things. But Ryan Barton grounds out to second base, 4-3, that will be the first out of the inning, that will bring up Chase Adams. Adams 1-for-3 on the night. He's got a single. He flew out to right field, and he struck out. So Adams steps up with one out and nobody on. Taylor Gay on the mound. First pitch to Adams is low and away. Ball one. One ball, no strikes to the Longhorn designated hitter. The 1-0 pitch. Good breaking ball. Chase Adams swung right through it. One ball, one strike.
Be smart up there, bud.
Gay peers in the 1-1 pitch. That's upstairs, ball two. Two balls, one strike. The 2-1 pitch to Chase Adams. Swung on and inside outed. Down the right field line, that's going to drop for a single. He didn't hit it terribly hard, but he hit it in the right spot. And it drops in there for a single. He's on first base, and that'll bring up Trent Richards. As he comes up to his familiar Alice in Chains walk-up song. Trent is 1-for-2 on the night. He has doubled. He's walked, and he reached on an error. So he's been on base all three times, but officially 1-for-2 on the night. First pitch to him is outside, ball one. Adams is the runner at first. He singled. There is one out. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning. Longhorns leading this one 9-0 over the Travis Tigers. The 1-0 pitch, breaking ball a little bit up in the zone. Folks, this umpire likes the bottom of the zone. He does not like the top of the zone. So you are not going to get a high strike here tonight. It has been that way, though, all night, and it has been that way for both teams, and that's all you can ask for. 2-0 pitch, fouled, and that's going to stay in play. Let's see if the first baseman has a play, and he does not. He had a chance to pretty much camp under that one, but he kind of ran around little Keystone Cops. That's Sam Claywitter back over there, and I think what happened is, you know, he was the second pitcher in this game, and all of a sudden, once you play pitcher, you forget how to catch a pop fly because pitchers aren't asked to do that, folks. So even though he's back at first base, you can blame that on the fact that he had to pitch tonight. Two balls, one strike to Trent Richards. New life for Trent Richards as he thought his at-bat was over. Let's see if he can take advantage. He fouls one out of play right side. Two balls, two strikes. And as hot a hitter as Trent Richards has been, if you're the Travis Tigers, the last thing you want to do is give a kid like that new life at the plate. You had a chance to retire him on a pop-out foul. You got to do it. The 2-2 pitch, that's upstairs. 3-2. So Trent now has worked the count full. Blake Behealer is lurking on deck. Let's see if Chase Adams maybe gets a head start from first here with a full count. He is not moving. That's up and in. A little chin music, ball four. So Adams trots down to second. And Trent Richards will go to first, and that will bring up Blake Behealer, RBI opportunity. Last time up, Blake Behealer, first pitch swinging, hit a rocket to center field. The center fielder still playing pretty shallow. I guess he forgot that last at bat occurred. So if Blake could do the same thing, it would be the same result. He's got runners at first and second, just one out here in the bottom of the fifth. And we've got a timeout call by Behealer. Very animated timeout call by the home plate umpire. Looked like either something was on fire or there was a balk or something was going on, but just a timeout. Blake Behealer with a foul ball might stay in play for Kadelka, and no, he catches it off the screen. Unfortunately, that only counts in arena football. So 0-1. Adams, Chase Adams is at second. He singled. Trent Richards is at first. He walked. It is an 0-1 count to the cleanup hitter, Blake Behealer. Inside. Pops out of the mitt of the catcher, but not far enough for the runners to advance, and it'll even the count 1-1. Looked like Kadelka got crossed up on that one, so he's going to go out there and talk to his pitcher, Taylor Gay, as he was expecting something other than he got, and I think that's why it popped out of his mitt. And with a runner at second base, it's very likely that maybe the signals changed. So Behealer steps back in the box. Conference at the mound is over. Runners at first and second, one out. Behealer with a potential RBI opportunity. He takes some practice swings. Taylor Gay comes set. That is lifted to left field, high and fairly deep, but it is going to be playable. Left fielder catches it. Tag up being made. Chase Adams is in there as he gets to third base. There is no advance from first base, but Adams is at third. Two outs on the fly ball out by Blake Behealer, and that will bring up Lane Walton. Walton is 1-for-3 on the night. He grounded out to the pitcher, flew out to center field, and then last time up he hit a rocket single to right center and got thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. He fouls the first pitch straight back. Had a good cut at it, just got underneath it. And it's no balls and one strike. You know that the Tigers would like to retire Lane Walton here because even though they have a base open, Brady Duque is on deck, and he has been a very, very tough out this evening. No balls, one strike to Lane Walton. That's just off the plate outside. Ball one. 1-1. Chase Adams is at third. Trent Richards is at first. Lane Walton at the plate. That one ran in on him, almost got him. Takes it for a ball, and it's three balls and one strike. Or is it 2-1? I believe it's 2-1. Scratch that, folks. I'm getting ahead of myself. That one is roped to center field, and that's going to be trouble. That's ball game, as that's going to go over the center fielder's head, and he's not even going to retrieve it. I guess they ought to just keep running. Could have turned that into an inside-the-park home run, but Lane Walton will get credit for, I guess technically for a single. But that will do it, folks, as the run rule in high school football is 10 runs after 5 innings, and the Longhorns lead this one now 10-0, and that will do it. So I'll go ahead and wrap it up now, and then we'll send you to the close. We'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight on GRHS iRadio as the Longhorns take care of business in their third district game, and they dispatch the Travis Tigers and win this one in a run rule shortened 5 innings by the score of 10-0. For the captain, Tom Tarando, I am Jason Ford. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to live George Ranch High School varsity baseball on GRHS iRadio. Longhorns baseball on GRHS iRadio is brought to you by the generosity of the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the support of the LCISD Athletic Department, the George Ranch High School Athletic Department, and the GR Campus Administration. GRHS iRadio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station located at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Watch X, formerly Twitter, for our next live broadcast on GRHS iRadio. So long, everybody.